Digimize Bank under Idiot Macedo Copit Master Bank Tactics, says PF. This article examines the case around Banco Digimize, led by Idiot Macedo, as the Polícia Federal accuses it of copying the modus operandi of the now-defunct Banco Master to mask a weakening balance sheet and to use the FGC as a shield. The investigation began after a report from the central bank flagged manipulated accounting data and altered regulatory records to hide the bank's true financial position. In the Upper Assam region, authorities carried out searches and froze assets, and investigators say the case could involve crimes against the system of Financiero Nacional. The bank says it continues regular operations and remains committed to transparency and strong financial health. The PF says Banco Digimize copied the master scheme to hide insolvency and use the FGC as cover. Investigators say the bank manipulated accounting and regulatory records to mask the true health of its loan portfolio. The Marijum operation involved search and seizure warrants and asset freezes on suspects using the FGC to cover losses, could misuse the fund and hurt savers. The bank says it operates normally and stays committed to transparency and long-term stability. PF claims Digimize Copit Master Scheme operation enforces 9 warrants and $670 million block background. Master's model and the FGC role. Officials say Banco Digimize, under the control of Edir Macedo, allegedly repeated the modus operandi once used by the Banco Master to mask its insolvency. The Federal Police PF led the operation, named Marijum, which included 9 search and seizure warrants in Sao Paulo. Investigators also froze about $670 million in assets tied to suspects. The probe began after reports from the central bank flagged manipulation of financial statements and regulatory records to hide the bank's real financial state. Evidence: financial manipulation and asset overvaluation. According to the agency, the bank adopted a workflow that served as a blueprint for mid-sized lenders to gain liquidity by relying on the FGC as a safety net. The PF found that Digimize allegedly inflated asset values by issuing securities with yields that did not match market indicators. The result, they say, was deliberate balance sheet manipulation designed to conceal the worsening quality of the loan portfolio from regulators. Legal aspects, potential charges and penalties. Investigators describe a pattern where the parties responsible shift the losses onto the protection system, effectively shielding their personal assets from the outcomes of their operations and exiting the business without financial accountability. The case also raises concerns that funds from the FGC could be diverted to support entities whose liabilities stem from fraud or illegal activity, undermining the fund's purpose to protect savers. Conclusion: the ongoing investigation into Banco Digimize, led by the PF under the Marijum operation, signals a pivotal moment for Brazilian financial governance. If prosecutors substantiate the claims that Digimize copied the master model to conceal insolvency and leverage the FGC as cover, the case could reveal systemic weaknesses in balance sheet controls, regulatory reporting, and risk management across mid-sized lenders. The 9 search and seizure warrants and the freezing of roughly $670 million underscore the seriousness of the allegations and the need for rigorous due process. Even as Digimize maintains normal operations and pledges transparency, authorities must ensure that savers are protected and that the FGC's integrity is preserved, not undermined. The outcomes will depend on evidence of financial manipulation, misrepresentation of assets, and potential improper use of protection schemes. Regulators and market participants should watch for lessons in governance, internal controls, and accountability to bolster confidence in the national financial system. Pending judicial resolution, the case reinforces the principle that transparency, robust oversight, and the safeguarding of public funds remain paramount. Frequently asked questions: what claims does the PF make about Digimize and Master? The PF says Digimize copied Master Bank tactics. It alleges they manipulated accounting, reports and regulatory records to hide the bank's real insolvency. It says the bank used the FGC to cover losses. In the Marijum operation, 9 search and seizure warrants were executed and about 670 million RIs were blocked. How did the investigation start? It began from central bank reports about manipulated financial statements. The reports pointed to actions to hide the bank's true condition. The Marijum operation followed, with 9 warrants and a large asset freeze. What crimes could the suspects face? They could face crimes like management fraud, inserting false data into financial statements, and prohibited credit operations. The case centers on alleged wrongdoing in the national financial system. What did Digimize say in its statement? Digimai's set operations are normal and that its strategy is run with responsibility and discipline. It stressed transparency and solid finances and pledged to provide accurate information to clients and partners. How could this affect the FGC and savers? The PF warns that using the FGC to cover losses could misuse the fund's purpose and harm savers. The case stresses protecting the fund's integrity. Digimai insists on ongoing transparency and safeguarding stakeholders.